This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Meeting of the House of Representatives taking place. Discussions on various bills ongoing. 40 political parties registered with the Election Commission for the upcoming November 20th general elections as of now. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warns Russian soldiers at Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant. Now, the news in detail. Today's meeting of the House of Representatives has passed the Kathmandu Valley Public Transport Management Authority Bill 2076. The Kathmandu Valley Public Transport Management Authority Bill 2076, presented by the Minister of Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Muhammad Ishtiaq Rai, was passed by the majority. Discussion on the Insurance Bill 2075 presented by Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma along with the report of the Finance Committee is continuing in the meeting. Earlier in the meeting, parliamentarians of the main opposition party CPN-UML drew the government's attention to current issues. CPN-UML parliamentarian Yogesh Kumar Bhattarai, Rambir Manandhar, Bhumi Tripathi, Mayadevi Neupane, Neeru Devi Pal, Yagyaraj Sunwar and Jhapat Rawal, among others, emphasized that a parliamentary committee should be formed to manage the garbage piled up in Kathmandu and address the demand of directly dealing with the lives of Sistol residents. Similarly, in the meeting, parliamentarians demanded immediate justice for the rape victim Niharika. 50% women's candidacy should be ensured in the upcoming November 28th general elections and immediate relief arrangements should be made for flood victims in different places of Nuakot. As many as 40 political parties have been registered with the Election Commission for the upcoming general elections slated for November 20th so far. According to the Election Commission, political parties including CPN-UML, Lokatantrik Samajwadi Party and Unified Socialist, among others, have registered their parties for the purpose of participating in the upcoming general elections. The Commission has called the registration from August 7th to 16th to register the parties to participate in the elections for the first-past-the-post system and proportional election system for members of the House of Representatives and the Provincial Assembly. CPN-UML Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli has said that his party will provide opportunities to capable women in the upcoming elections as per the provisions of the Constitution. In an interaction program with the youth held in Kathmandu, Chair Oli said that he has ensured that 33% of women would be elected by the party in the upcoming elections. Chair Oli said that since he is far away from nepotism and favoritism, he will treat everyone equally. He emphasized that the government should provide employment to the youths in the productive sector of agriculture in Nepal by providing technology to them. Senior Nepali Congress leader Ramchandra Paudel has said that the alliance among the five political parties is a result of both fear and compulsion. Speaking at a press conference organized by Nepal Press Union Chitwan today, he said that if Congress does not go for the alliance, then other parties will do it. On a different note, the Nepali Congress leader said that since the parliament has already passed the citizenship bill, the president should not stop it. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Ukraine has warned any Russian soldiers who shoot at or under the cover of Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant are a special target for security services. In a video address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky also accused Moscow of using the plant, Europe's largest, as nuclear blackmail. Russia seized the facility in southern Ukraine in early March. The plant has been shelled in recent days, with Ukraine and Russia blaming each other for the attacks. During his late address yesterday, Mr. Zelensky said Russia had engaged in constant provocations by firing on the plant and said forces stationed there had used it as a base to shell the nearby cities on the other bank of the river. Russia has repeatedly denied any wrongdoing in the plant. The foreign ministry in Moscow says it seized control of the plant to prevent leaks of radioactive materials during fighting in the region. Bangladesh, one of the world's fastest growing economies, has raised fuel prices by more than 50% in just a week. It blames rising oil prices in the wake of the war in Ukraine. Thousands of people have taken to the streets in protest as another South Asian nations face a growing financial crisis. An unexpected rise in fuel prices in Bangladesh has seen petrol prices go from 86 taka a litre to 130 takas. Diesel and kerosene have also risen by 42.5%. After news of the rise was announced last week, thousands protested at petrol stations across the country in scenes reminiscent of Sri Lanka, calling for the increases to be reversed. Protests in Bangladesh have been sporadic, but the anger and resentment are growing. Author Salman Rushdie has been taken off a ventilator and is able to talk again a day after being stabbed. 75-year-old Rushdie was attacked while speaking at an event in New York State and was in critical condition. His agent confirmed the news. Mr. Rushdie has faced years of death threats for his novel, The Satanic Verses, which some Muslims see as blasphemous. The man charged over the attack pleaded not guilty to attempted murder on Saturday and has been remanded in custody without bail. The novelist was forced into hiding for nearly 10 years after The Satanic Verses was published in 1988. Many Muslims reacted with fury to it, arguing that the portrayal of the Prophet Muhammad was a grave insult to their faith. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast heavy rain where thunder is likely in some places, with weather remaining generally cloudy throughout the country today. According to the division, light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely in some places of the country, with the possibility of heavy rain with thunder and lightning in one or two places of Sudur Pashchim, Lumbini, Gandaki, Bagmati and Province No. 1 today. In the next 24 hours, there is a possibility of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning in some parts of the hilly areas of the country and a few places in the rest of the country. There is a possibility of heavy rain in few places in Province No. 1, one or two places in Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudur Pashchim provinces. Later in the night, there is a possibility of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning in some parts of the country and heavy rain with thunder and lightning in one or two places of Province No. 1 and Sudur Pashchim province. According to the latest information from the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley today was 22.3 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 31.4 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Meeting of the House of Representatives taking place, discussions on various bills ongoing. 40 political parties registered with the Election Commission for the upcoming November 20th general elections as of now. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warns Russian soldiers at Zaporizhia nuclear plant. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.